You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
This week we have LA in the studio to perform for NZ On Air Live and Direct. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, we're LA. I'm Alex, singer, guitarist, and...
I'm Alistair, keys and apparently trumpet today.
Yeah. Exciting. Yeah.
So, how long have you guys been together?
As a couple, or no, we've been playing together since college, really. Like, we were in a band during the whole Rockwest process and all that type of stuff. Kind of separated when Alistair went to uni, I went overseas. We had a bit of a break, but then got back together after he spent a bit of time at jazz school and kind of upped his musical game.
Yeah. So, but this project is probably 8 months now.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Where did you guys get your name from? It's spelled A-L-A-E, which is not how I imagined L-A to be spelled like.
Totally. I totally get where you're coming from. It was kind of just, we had no idea what to call our band.
Hours of scrolling through Facebook being like, God, it's like, taken, it's
random
taken.
Random name generator.
And they're ridiculous, eh? Like some of the names those generators give you. But we essentially just went for a name that started with A-L. Because
it's like a mix, Alistair and Alex.
But it's also, I found out that there's like this little definition somewhere in Latin, it's like an arm or a wing, and it's like the plural of one wing, and I was like, yo, that's sweet.
A nice coincidence.
It takes two wings to fly, you know?
Wow, that was both profound and also an interesting fact.
Magical moments, eh?
Jeez.
So, you guys are planning on releasing an EP shortly.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah,
it's been a kind of a long process, I suppose. It's taken those 8 months to get it all together.
Yeah, we've had lots of awesome support from our managers and lots of friends. Far out. It was a hard thing to do, actually, especially because we're only working full time, 40 hours a week, and then trying to get out into a studio and pull it all together. But
that'll be out tomorrow. So tomorrow morning, that's out for listening.
On iTunes and stuff, self-titled, so yeah.
Does that mean anything you're going to play on here is kind of a premiere?
I suppose so, actually. One of them's already out, just on YouTube and stuff. It's called Poor Oliver. It's already been done, but the EP version's quite different. And then there's another track that we'll be releasing called Sometime that I think we're going to start with.
Yeah, last track on the EP, so start with that.
That's pretty exciting. Do you guys want to dip into a song for us?
Yeah,
and we can do a bit more chatter after that.
Sounds good.
So this is Sometime.
Gonna be a long ride home. Well, even though I like a journey, well, I've been lost, but I'm not found. I didn't realize, but I'll be fine. Oh, I'll be fine. Well, sometime soon. Some people seem to speak their minds, others tell me they speak mine. It's how they advertise their lies. Well, it haunts me. But I'll be fine. Oh, I'll be fine. Well, sometime soon. Well, sometime. Sometime soon. Sometime soon. Sometimes it gets harder than you expect, but it gets better, so much better. Better as your time goes. Sometimes it gets harder than you expect, but it gets better. So much better. Well, bitter as your time goes. Sometimes it gets harder than you expect, but it gets better. Well, so much better. Well, bitter as your time goes.
So what was that song called?
It was called Sometime.
And that's coming out on the EP, which is coming out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's the last track on the EP that comes out tomorrow.
A sad one to end on.
Yeah.
It was super beautiful, though.
Yeah, get those nervous vocals coming through.
Oh, geez.
It was really nice.
So, the EP.
Yep.
So you've done all the recording and it's all ready to go.
Yeah, it's
where
totally
did,
ready.
Where did the recording take place?
We did that at Roundhead. Which was awesome, mate. Yeah, so we had Scotty as our engineer. And
Scotty Seabright, yeah.
Yeah,
absolute
he's
genius.
Awesome guy, yeah. He just, like, totally understood what we wanted to do. And
yeah. It was a nice experience, eh? It was basically just a whole bunch of our friends and, like, past sort of people we've met through music, and we just all got together and spent 5 days there. So it was really nice, actually. Yeah. Surprisingly nice experience, which is usually quite tense at times. But
oh, totally. I mean, Matt, we got pretty angry at each other at one point, which was kind of cute in hindsight.
It builds a stronger relationship.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, for sure.
So do you guys write the music together, or does one person bring it to the table? And
It's kind of a mix of both, you know. Like there are certain songs that I'll basically kind of have a structure for and have like a melody for and stuff, and then come to Alistair and he'll be like, well, we could do these amazing chords instead of those ones, which is really nice.
Alex writes all of like the content of the songs in a sense.
The kind of emotional content seems to be.
I have the mind of a 7-year-old when it comes to literature, so he does the writing of that, but yeah. It's kind of it's a nice way to write music together, I suppose.
Totally. And
it doesn't tend to clash with ideas. It's kind of he brings something, I'm like, this is what I think would work, and so
yeah,
it's cool.
That's awesome. Where do you guys draw your influences from?
All over the place. Yeah, it's kind of it's a weird wee question, that one, eh? Like everything you've ever heard, I suppose, but like we keep it pretty open, we keep it pretty broad, like with the music we listen to.
Like probably favourite bands at the moment that's influencing us would be like Selfie and Stevens, Wilco. Mm.
Wilco's a big one. Ryan Adams a big one.
The new Norah Jones album's rocking my world.
What's old Takuya Kuroda at the moment?
Yeah, another trumpet player. But
He's awesome. Yeah,
he's pretty cool.
Super jazzy.
Even though it's got like no real effect on our music, Anderson Paak's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, Anderson Paak's rocking it at the moment as well. We don't tend to listen to just sort of like, you know, folky acoustic music.
Yeah,
even though that's the soul thing we play. But
been listening to a lot of Hon at the moment and like that type of stuff. And that Jordan Rakai and like Tom Misch.
Yeah, lots of electronic artists.
Yeah, it's cool to get your influences from everywhere and, you know, just to have a broad mix of things.
Mm. Oh, there's just so many cool people out there doing awesome stuff. And so it's just nice to sort of try reach out and see everything.
So the show that you have coming up tomorrow night,
yep.
It's at Golden Dawn, if I recall correctly?
Yeah, Golden Dawn. Yeah.
And is it going to be just you two performing, or are you going to get a bigger band? Or?
Yeah, we've got the band that recorded the EP, which we're really lucky with. We've got Marika Hodgson on bass. She plays for Holly Smith and a bunch of other people. Got Richard Orr on drums, played for Autozam.
Yeah.
My brother's coming up to play some slide guitar, so yeah. It's going to be good, five-piece band.
Love a bit of slide guitar.
Yeah, it should be nice, especially in that tiny room. It should hopefully be quite a big sound. So, yeah.
What time is that, and what are door charges looking like and things?
It is free, it's totally free.
It's free.
You can like drop off some money if you want.
But we'll be selling physicals of the EP, which are the only ones we've got printed, so
that'll
be cool. That'll be something, you know, in these cool little cardboard sleeves and stuff, personal design, so it should be fun. But it's probably I think we're going to be going on about 9 p.m. Doors open at 8.
Awesome.
Come say hi.
And you'll be releasing the EP digitally as well, right? Where can people listen to that?
On our website, which is just la.com.
La.band.
La.band. You can have band as like a...
I know, right? I was pretty surprised as well. It's cool though.
That's interesting.
It'll be released on that and also iTunes, I think, potentially Bandcamp.
Awesome.
It'll be Spotify and
get it out there.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, should we get into the second song?
Yeah, man.
So I've just been spending the last 5 minutes trying to tune my guitar.
Background
music.
It's
background music. That's mean. This one's called Poor Oliver.
It's a second song on the.
It's a bit belty, so I might move back out.
Yeah, but this was a song from probably 6 years ago, maybe. We've been playing this for 6 years together.
Yeah, it was written in college.
It's kind of like a teenager's view on some like pretty intense adult stuff that we didn't really understand, but
thought we did.
Anyway, that's what the song's about.
All right.
Your baby's sick. Don't care. We're in the living room with a cigarette. You played your favorite song, pretend nothing's wrong. But you're a mother now. Well, till they realize this is serious, and Oliver's at stake. But poor Oliver, I can't trust his mother. But poor Oliver, it doesn't know his father. But poor Oliver, can't trust his mother. But poor Oliver. Your family's here. We're trying to help. Are you stoned, my dear? We know too well. Your baby starts to cry. You don't have the time, but you're a mother now. Well, till they realize that this is serious, and all of us at stake, well, poor Oliver, yeah, I can't trust his mother. Poor Oliver, it doesn't know his father. But poor Oliver, yeah, I can't trust his mother. But poor Oliver. Told you was the one you're seeing, the girl that tried to help you out, but no, you turned assistance down. Assistance without, assistance down.
That was LA live in the studio thanks to NZ On Air Music. You can catch LA at Golden Dawn tomorrow night, free entry to celebrate the release of their new EP.
Thanks for coming in. That was such a sad song.
Yeah, it is a bit
sorry.
Shady.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. You guys were really good. I wish you all the best in your EP release tomorrow. Remember to check them out online. A-L-A-E.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Cheers.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.